Now the White House has made some big announcements involving space, and our man Harley Carnes is on the line. Good morning, Harley.
Good morning, Ben. Yeah, the Department of Transportation, through the Federal Aviation Administration, is going to address space safety and orbital debris. The Vice President has had a little something to say about, and, you know, with, I think, pointed reference to Russia, which destroyed a satellite and left a cloud of debris up there to threaten everybody around it, including our space station, or the World Space Station. And so, you know, the idea, said Pete Buttigieg, who's a transportation secretary, is to be able to propose in the next spring to make sure we're not creating unnecessary debris that would inhabit future space or inhibit future space operations. He said confrontation or conflict is not inevitable. To deter aggression against the U.S. allied and partner interests, the U.S. will accelerate its transition to a more resilient national security space posture. Man, that's a lot of words to say we're going to get serious about space and try to be as competitive as we should be.
And there's this big telescope that the U.S. is launching this month. We're going to catch up with one of our space experts next week to have a look at the James Webb Telescope. And Harley, we've noticed you're on a different phone line today, and I'm being told there's a reason for that.
Well, there is a reason for that. I am a Neanderthal when it comes to anything of technical nature. And so the other day, actually last night, I realized that one of the tires on my car was a little bit low. So I went out there with the inflator. And, of course, I was carrying my phone with me at the time. And I needed both hands, so I put the phone on top of the car.
No, no.
And I pumped up the tire, went back in the house for a little while, forgot all about the phone. Melissa goes out later and needs to go use the car. And she, of course, she hops in the car. And away she goes down the highway with my phone on top of the car. So there we are last night driving down the road, very slow motion. She's got a flashlight hanging out one side of the car. And I pull over as a faster traffic passes me. And we're looking for my phone. Can't find it anywhere. So it's either in pieces or somebody's found it. And they're looking at all our vacation pictures or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's happened to all of us, I reckon. The moment you put something on the roof of the car, you're asking for trouble. But, Harley, you don't need to hear that right now. You just go and look for that phone. It's in 800,000 pieces, and we'll catch up on Monday.